Hey there, and welcome to Chill and Chat, your go-to spot for laid-back talks about some pretty deep stuff. Today, we're diving into the state of worship and religion today. Ever wondered how faith is evolving in our fast-paced world? Grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's get into it. All right, so let's dive right in. You know, when we talk about religion and worship today, it's pretty fascinating to see how things have shifted over the years. Like if you think back to our parents' generation, or even our grandparents, going to church, temple, mosque, or synagogue was kind of like the weekly routine. It was as normal as Sunday brunch, but nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame. First off, let's talk numbers. Surveys and studies have shown that organized religion isn't as big as it used to be. There's been a noticeable drop in attendance and membership, especially in places like Europe and North America. But hey, that doesn't mean people have stopped believing or searching for that something bigger than themselves. It's more like they are redefining what faith and spirituality mean to them. One major shift we're seeing is this growing trend of people identifying as spiritual but not religious. You know, folks who might not conform to a specific tradition but still find meaning in meditation, mindfulness, or just a quiet moment of gratitude. It's like religion has gone DIY. People are crafting their own unique paths to connect with the universe or a higher power. Technology, oh man, tech has supercharged this evolution. With the internet, you can live stream a church service from halfway across the world, join an online prayer group, or follow spiritual influencers on Instagram who dish out daily doses of wisdom. Apps even offer guided meditations, and there are endless YouTube channels about everything from tarot readings to Buddhist teachings. It's like a spiritual buffet. Let's also not forget the rise of secularism. More people are finding community and purpose outside traditional religious frameworks. Think about social movements, volunteer work, and even sports. These can offer a sense of belonging and values similar to what people used to find in religious congregations. But it's not all digital and decentralized. There are still vibrant faith communities out there, adapting to modern times. You've got churches with rock bands, mosques organizing social media campaigns, temples hosting yoga sessions, you name it, they're doing it. It's all about making faith relevant for today's generation. So is this better or worse? Hard to say. It's different, sure, but humans have always found ways to seek and create meaning in their lives. The real takeaway here is that worship and religion are far from dying out. They're just evolving, adapting to fit into this crazy, fast-paced, and ever-connected world we live in. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Chill and Chat. Thanks for hanging out and exploring this with me. As always, stay curious, stay kind, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace out.